But tonight I want to share with you a message about the joy of prayer. I say often that prayer's the heartbeat of the Christian life. I mean, if you don't have a prayer life, you don't have much of a relationship with the Lord. It's, the basis of our relationship with God is we talk to Him. And He talks to us, hopefully, too. I mean, He does talk. Amen. Sometimes we're not hearing, but He does speak. But it's a real relationship, and you can't have that without prayer. Our relationship with our Father, it's supposed to be more than just a spiritual fact. It is to be something that we enjoy every day. Enjoy every day. You know, one of the devices of the devil is deception. He uses it all the time. He's always trying to pervert and twist truth to bind people up. And the last thing the devil wants people to do is to pray. Because he knows that when we pray, God moves. Now, if he can't keep us from praying, then he wants to keep us from being effective in our prayer life, and he wants it to become a burden to us instead of a blessing. Your prayer life should be a blessing, not a burden. It's strange, but a lot of people need to be set free in their prayer life. And when we know the truth of God's word, Jesus said, if you stay in his word, you shall know the truth. Then you really are his disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Amen. So I believe that there's freedom that comes through the truth of God's word tonight. But I just want to tell you, for the born-again child of God, prayer should bring us real joy. A lot of people have a messed up mindset about prayer. The thought of prayer doesn't really bring them joy, but just kind of a sense of religious duty. Now, they might not say it that way, but that's the attitude. And let me just tell you some of the ways you can take the joy out of your prayer life. First, you make it a religious duty. The emphasis is on the act of prayer rather than on the relationship that you have with God. That's why for so many people it's a burden. It's just another thing that I have to do or I'm supposed to do. I mean, you know, to be a good Christian, if you're going to be a spiritual person, well, then you have to pray. Now, I've got to tell you, if you're going to be a spiritual person, yes, you're going to be a praying person. But the attitude behind that has to be right, that we do this out of joy and relationship with our Father, not because, well, you know, it's just what you got to do. Pastor said we need to pray, and I'm going to try to do it. Been there, done that. I know what I'm talking about tonight. It becomes some kind of a work where we're trying to earn God's blessing and his, you know, help and answers to our prayer because, you know, we prayed. It takes the joy out of it. And it takes the joy out of it when we make it a faithless ritual. Faithless ritual. Where we don't really, really believe that God is going to move and answer our prayers. We're just kind of going through the motions. I will tell you, there's no joy in that. And to take the joy out of prayer, well, you go to God with pretense and pretending. In other words, this is a good example, sort of. Not that everybody does this, but some people, when they go to pray, their voice changes. Yeah. Oh, God, you know, it's... They start talking in a different dialect, 16th century English, thee and thou. And now, you know, I'm giving you some pretty unusual examples, actually. They used to be a lot more common. I don't hear those kinds of things much anymore, but pretense and pretending is just as popular. You go to God and we're just not being real with Him and being honest with Him. And I want to tell you, when you go to God that way, it just takes the joy out of prayer. So, I believe all of us would pray more if we find the joy of prayer. So first and foremost, the joy of prayer is found in His presence. You see, prayer's not just throwing up some words to heaven. Prayer is meeting with Him. That's what prayer really is. We're having a meeting with God. I mean, Moses spoke to God face to face as a man with his friend. And I want to tell you that through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, every born again child of God can talk to God. You can have a real relationship with Him. You're meeting with God. You're not just throwing up some words, hoping that somehow they'll get through. No, you're going, when you pray, you're meeting with God. There's joy when you realize I'm actually meeting with God. Psalm 16 and 11 says, in your presence is fullness of joy, at your right hand are pleasures evermore. There is joy in prayer when you realize you're in His presence. And every time we pray, you see, we need to have that awareness that I'm meeting with the Holy One. I'm in the presence of the Almighty. He's not far away. He's right here with me. He's our secret place. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He's our refuge. You see, when we're in prayer, we're with Him. You know, the scripture says that in Him we live and move and have our being. And what that's talking about is that omnipresence of God. God is everywhere. Wherever you go, God is already there. In Him we live and move and have our being. But you need to understand that when we come to Him in prayer, we're talking about a whole different level of the presence. We're talking about coming into the holy place to meet with God. It's something special. It's really something quite spectacular to come into that holy place and meet with the Lord. Hebrews 10:19 in the NIV, it says it this way. Therefore, brother, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus. You see, that's where we come to in prayer. By the blood of Jesus, we're able to come into the throne room and meet with Him. Not praying to a God that is far off. I mean, just imagine that you're coming into the throne room, into the holy place. And I mean, for real, imagine that. See, we need to realize that's where we're going when we go to Him in prayer. We're not just throwing up some words. We're going into the presence of God. We're meeting with our Father. And that leads us to the second truth. The joy of prayer is found in His person. You know, there's some people, this is a really weak illustration, but there's some people that are just a joy to be around, just a blessing. You just like to be in their presence, you know. They're just that kind of people that make you feel good, and, you know, they have great character, and they're just a really good person. My wife, see, she says she got to know her dad in a way that other people didn't get to. A lot of people loved him, but she knew him in a way that other people didn't know him. And I just want to tell you, you see, there's some people that we just especially like to be around. But here's the thing. When you realize who it is that you're meeting with the Almighty, the one who has all power, creator of heaven and earth. You're meeting with the one who is merciful and gracious and kind. You're meeting with the one who sent his son to die for us so that he could redeem us. You're meeting with the one who is always perfect in all his ways. You're meeting with the one who is truth, who is light. There's no shadow of turning in him. I'm telling you, when you realize who it is that you're meeting with, oh, what a joy that brings to your heart, because he is an awesome God. Third, we find joy in our relationship with him. Jesus taught us to pray this way: our Father. We're to pray to our Father. I mean, you need to know this. You can call him Almighty God. You can call him Holy One. You can call him Lord or many other names and titles that are in the scripture. But you need to always have this mindset that Jesus taught us, that you're talking to your Father. There's joy in this relationship that you have with the Father. In 1 John 3:1, it says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed," the NIV says, "lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God." What a wonderful thing. He's lavished, he's bestowed this love upon us to call us the children of God. When we go to God in prayer, we're not just talking to the man upstairs or, you know, the big God out there. We're talking to our Father, and we come to him as his child. There's joy in that. He doesn't hold us at arm's length, but he welcomes us with open arms as his children. There's joy in that kind of prayer. Fourth, we find joy in prayer when we realize he knows. And we're going to have to talk about this one for a minute, but I just want to tell you there's great joy, freedom in this when you realize he knows. Psalm 139 says, we're going to work our way through 1-4 in the NIV. It says, "Oh Lord, you have searched me. You know me." He knows you better than you know yourself. You know, the Bible talks a couple of times about deceiving yourself. And it's amazing how sometimes we just don't really see ourselves the way we really are. But he knows you, the good, the bad, and the ugly. He knows our weakness. He knows exactly what's going on with us. And here's the thing. You can talk to him about it because he already knows about it. I'm talking about joy and freedom in your prayer life because, you see, sometimes it's like we don't really want to talk to God about that. He already knows. And a lot of times your joy and your freedom and your victory is going to come when you open up and you talk to him about it. Verse 2, he says, "You know when I sit and when I rise, you perceive my thoughts from afar." He doesn't just know, you know, about where you go and what you do. He knows even your thoughts. And so often, you know, that's where our spiritual battle is really fought, is in our thoughts, in our mind. And the deceiver is always at work to get us headed down the wrong path. But our Father knows our thoughts and the battle in our mind. And get this, you see, when we pray, we're opening the door for him to work and to help us, to get us on the right path. Verse 3 says, "You discern my going out and my lying down. You're familiar with all my ways." He knows everything that's going on. He knows about your trouble. He knows about your struggle. He knows about it all. "Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord." He not only hears what you say, he knows what you're going to say before you even say it. But here's a really great blessing in that. There's a good side to that. When you talk to the Lord, he not only hears what you say, he knows what it is you're trying to say. You ever talk to the Lord and you just don't hardly know how to say it? Well, you can pray with the Spirit, but I just want you to understand that sometimes we just can't find the words to say it. But he knows what you're trying to say. He knows what's in your heart. But we find joy in prayer when we realize that we come to him and he already knows our sins and our weaknesses and our faults and our flaws. And if we will, see, here it is again. You see, if we'll talk to him about it, he already knows about it. But if we'll confess it to him, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I want to go to Hebrews 4, 15 and 16. We do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. See, he knows what you're going through. He knows about your struggles, your battles, your weaknesses. He understands. He knows what you feel. And when you talk to God in prayer, you need to find joy in this, that he understands. He knows what you're going through. And then it says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Yes, there's grace, there's mercy, and there's help. He helps us in our time of need. Jesus said in Matthew 6, 8, your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask. He already knows. Now, some people get, you know, the devil, he always tries to mess people up. And a lot of time he uses scripture to do it. And some people say, well, he already knows, so we don't need to pray. That is not what Jesus taught at all. In the same passage, he says, when you pray, we're supposed to ask. You got to ask. He waits for us to ask. He knows what you need. He already knows. So when you go to him and you ask, he's ready. We got to ask, though. Fifth, we find joy in prayer because burdens are lifted there. Oh, what joy. You see, in this life, there are so many things that can burden us, steal away our joy. And that's what the enemy always wants to do. He wants to burden people down with the cares of this life. But I want to tell you, prayer. Prayer is where those burdens are lifted. Proverbs 12 and 25 says, anxiety in the heart of man causes depression. Those burdens, they'll just weigh you down, get you to the place where you have no joy. And when we lose our joy, we lose our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. But those burdens are lifted in prayer, and we have joy. Jesus says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. See, that's where we get free from those heavy burdens is when we come to Jesus and we bring those things to Jesus, the things that are heavy on our heart, the things that are troubling us, the things that would get us upset, the things that we're anxious about. You got to bring those things to Jesus. And I want to tell you, there's joy in that because Jesus will take that. If you give it to him, he'll take it. 1 Peter 5, 7, casting all your care on him, for he cares for you. See, you give him all your cares, cast all your cares on him. What's that leave you? Carefree. You know, that's one of the wonderful things for children. It should always be this way. Sometimes it's not, but it should be. You know, children can just be so carefree. Isn't that wonderful? And that's, you know, parents, that's the way we always want our kids to be. We don't want them to be worried about things and upset. We want them to be carefree. Well, I just want you to know that we have a Heavenly Father that loves us, and He wants us to get to the place. Listen, yeah, you got responsibilities. Yeah, you got things to deal with. But He wants us to turn the burdens, the cares, that anxiety and the stress, turn it over to Him. Let Him handle it. All it will do for you is burden you down and in the long run steal your joy. So you turn it over to Him. I tell you, there's joy in that. In Psalm 94:19, when anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul. See, that's a place of great joy when you turn those burdens over to the Lord. Six, we find joy in prayer because He strengthens us there. Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing. The Apostle Paul tells us in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We need His strength every single day. Now, we have battles, we have struggles, we need His strength. But I want to tell you, one of our biggest battles or our biggest struggles is dealing with our old nature sometimes. How can we have the strength to be able to live the way we're supposed to treat people the way that we should, you know, to not lose our temper and to say ugly things and blow our witness? How can we really live this life? We need His strength. That's the only way. And where do you get it? In prayer. Isaiah 40:31 says, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Those that wait on the Lord. No more of this throwing up a quick prayer. We should never be in a hurry with the Lord. Let me give you a worldly example. I went to the gym and I pumped some iron for 3 minutes. You think I'm going to get strong? Now, I'm not telling you, oh, well, you got to pray a long time. You know, we fall back into that works thing. It's not like that. It's like this. I'm in the presence of my Father. Why would I be in a hurry? So I can get back on Facebook or Instagram, or so I can get to my TV show, or so I can get back to my problem? Why? Why do we allow the enemy to rob us? Wait on the Lord. Sometimes, you know, it takes a little while for you to really turn it over to God. And sometimes it takes a little while before you are strengthened and refreshed. Don't be in a hurry with the Lord. You see, you wait on the Lord. He says, He shall renew their strength. We get renewed, we get refreshed, we get revived, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. You see, we need that every day in our life. Seventh, last, we find joy in prayer when we receive. Hey, everybody likes an answered prayer. Amen. Jesus says in John 16:24, until now you have not asked anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. He says, ask and you will receive. There it is again. And you see, Jesus says this many times in the scripture. We see it. Ask and you will receive. We need to believe Him. I want to tell you, there is joy in answered prayer, but answered prayer doesn't happen if we don't believe. Heaven is full of miracles that God is waiting to do until somebody prays and believes. I really believe that. You got to ask. He says, ask and you'll receive. You don't receive if you don't ask. Now, you see, this is not a powerless religion that we have. This is a relationship with the God of the impossible who wants us to pray and believe. This is part of the joy of prayer, is that God answers prayer. And you see, if we go to God with this mentality that He answers prayer, there's joy in that. That's fun. I'm going to tell you, I realize that we don't always get instant answers, do we? But I want to tell you that there's some principles that we need to see, some truths from the Word we need to see here tonight that will help us to believe, help us to receive, and help us to really have that joy of answered prayer. When do you receive? When you believe. Where'd you get that? Mark 11:24. Jesus says, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe you receive them and you will have them. That's what He said. And I just want to, you know, first I'm going to clarify. I realize that people pray for all kinds of selfish, goofy things. They praying not according to the will of God or the Word of God. They're just praying selfish, vain prayers. You know, God help me win the lottery. I hope nobody's praying that one. But anyway, people pray all kinds of silly stuff. But when you're praying according to the will of God, when your prayer is in line with what God wants to do, I want to tell you, you can pray and believe you receive. Jesus says, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, you will have them. See, when we pray and believe, we receive. I mean, if you're praying and you actually believe that you receive, you got joy. If you actually believe you receive, you got joy. In fact, even though you can't see it yet, He says, believe you receive and you will have them. You may not have it yet, but if you believe you receive, you can have the same joy even though you hadn't seen it yet. Because if you really believe, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence. It's the proof of things you can't see. Evidence and proof, substance. I'm just telling you, when you really believe, you've already received it and you're going to have it. So you can have joy. Our joy, well, it shows whether or not we believe. Pray, believe, receive, let the joy overflow. Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Oh, there's such joy in believing when you really believe. The joy of prayer, I tell you, it brings the joy of answered prayers. Psalm 126:3, the Lord has done great things for us and we are filled with joy. Has God done anything in your life? You know, most of us, we've seen some miracles. I mean, if you're born again, if God changed your life, that's a miracle. Amen? That's a great miracle. But many of us have seen over the years, you know, some of us are old, we can say over the years, we've seen a lot of miracles. Well, here's what I want to say to you about that. Some of the things that are really troubling you right now and you're praying about, the same God that did those things, He's still alive and well. He's still answering prayer. He's still moving and working. He's still setting people free. He's still healing. He's still changing lives. See, you're praying for that lost loved one. You can pray for them with joy. You can pray for them according to the will of God. It's not His will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. See, you can pray for them according to His will and have joy about that, knowing that somehow God is going to reach them. But whatever it is, you need to believe you receive. There's great joy in that. I want to read that one last time. Ask and you'll receive, and your joy will be complete. Amen. Amen. I hope that some of these truths will just bring new, renewed, fresh joy in your prayer life. Just take a new look at it, a new perspective. And for some of us, you know, just a new run at it, that we're going to give it all we've got to really enjoy our prayer life. Stand with me. I'm going to pray over you, and I'm going to let you be dismissed.